coming up in today's episode. So it started to get me thinking. I was like, how do we decorate for the holidays without like breaking the bank? You know, how do we incorporate and like invite the season inside without having to like every time I have a new inspiration every year and I want to go a different direction, I completely need to buy more things. But what I really like was shocked by is that I have been loving color lately. And that's so weird. I'd like to reuse as much as I already have as possible. And sometimes it just doesn't work.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You guys, it's fall. It's like cozy season. I'm drinking a cup of coffee in the afternoon. It very much is about 100 degrees outside. Still, it still feels like summer when you exit my house, but when you're inside the house, it feels like fall because I just started decorating. So when I'm filming this, it's not yet September 1st. It's about to be September, but I mean, Starbucks already released the fall drinks. The pumpkin spice latte is already done out there. It's been drunk. You know, like it's once that happens and you hear people really start to talk about fall, it already feels like it's here for me and I'm ready for it. So inside, we started decorating. If you're watching on the YouTube video, you can see that I'm surrounded by pillows because I just did a vlog and just posted an episode where I just like kind of went through my inspiration, what I was thinking for this year, what kind of ideas I had, what I was pulling inspiration from. And back in, I think I started my Pinterest board back in like June or July because I was ready. You know, I'm not really a summer girly. I'm not really a summer, I don't thrive in summer. Although I have to say this past summer was the best summer that I've ever had. And I think I got to enjoy summer a little more because we have a pool at our house, which is never, we've never had that before. I've never been like gotten to just sit around a pool that wasn't like communal. You know, because I think we lived in an apartment building for a time and it had a pool, but it was like, you know, for everybody that lived there. So I did enjoy summer this time, but I was very much still like when it came to July, I was like, all right, 6 months, my birthday's over. We're diving into fall. So I started thinking about it and I really wanted to do like fall florals, like florals for fall. And I wanted to layer lots of different floral texture, like floral patterns mixed in with textures. And that was like one idea that I had, and I really want to start collecting like some really pretty fabrics to make, I don't know, who knows what I'm going to make, maybe through more throw pillows, maybe I really want to do a quilt for the holiday season. So there are many things that I want to do in terms of like mixing patterns, and then we can bring in some like textural elements like this throw that I have on me right now. But that was one idea. I really wanted to mix some patterns, and bringing florals in for fall in patterns is a little bit unusual. I mean, I feel like we've seen it done, but when it came to July, I was like, I don't really think that I've seen that much. And then I also was really influenced by this one picture that I saw from Ralph Lauren. It was actually from his like fashion show, from his like fall fashion for 2023. So those usually come out, what, fall fashion usually gets shown at the spring show. So that's usually like February, March time. And so I kind of had a leg up on like, okay, let me look at fall fashion. Let me see what's trending in that and what people are doing. And there was this one particular picture that Ralph Lauren did, or this whole outfit rather, that had these pops of color in it. So around her ankles was like a red, but the pant itself was like a darker kind of like fall brown. And then around her waist, she had like a green belt, like, but pungent green, like Kelly green, not muted olive. You know, it was like bright. And then around her ankles was bright red. And then she also had like a layer underneath where she was wearing like a turtleneck that was really like bright blue, like a really solid blue color. So all of those colors in there, just like, I was really attracted to it. I was like, ooh, I kind of like the idea of using a pop of color and incorporating a pop of color into these more muted, warm tones that we normally see in fall, right? So we normally see, you know, the yellows, the oranges, the muted browns, the greens, the olive greens. But bringing in a pop of color was really something that I wanted to do. So I went through the vlog, showed you all the inspiration over on the vlog. So I'll leave it linked for you. And I waited until the stores kind of came out with their take on fall, and randomly, super random, because my mom like wanted to go to Pottery Barn when I was back in Texas. And so we went in and I walked in and they had the most beautiful floral collection for fall, and like four different colors of floral pillows and matching quilts and like duvet covers, and so pretty. We could have done any color. So I knew, I was like, oh, this is it. I'm doing floral. It's happening. So I went back to the, when we actually got a little closer to fall here in LA, that wasn't too long ago actually, but when we got back to LA, I actually went to Pottery Barn and like looked at all of them. Romeo and I both looked at all of them, and we both agreed that the kind of like more burgundy eggplant fig color was the color that we wanted to do in the florals. So I got the pillows. So long story short, if you're watching the YouTube video, I'm sitting next to the pillows right now. They're absolutely beautiful. Like, they just nailed it. They nailed the look. They nailed the pattern. They nailed the flower. They nailed the coloring. Everything about these pillows I love. So they're the Zinnia pillow from Pottery Barn. And then I wanted to mix all of these layers, right? So I wanted to bring in more florals. So I got this pillow from an estate sale that's actually needlepoint. And it's really pretty because I love to mix new and old. And so this one was just like the way to go. I like loved it. So you can kind of see what it looks like together. So we're going to be bringing in lots more stuff. We're going to be bringing in, I'm going to be searching for things and just adding, because I feel like I'm not like a decorate once, one and done kind of girl. I like to kind of collect and find and explore and gather, you know, so it kind of evolves over time. So I'm constantly decorating for fall through the fall season until we get to the holiday season. But what I really like was shocked by is that I have been loving color lately. And that's so weird. Like, I didn't think, I've always kind of loved color when they're very jewel toned or earthy toned or muted. I have, truly. I've always incorporated them in some way. I've never just had a complete like taupe or beige room, like complete lack of kind of like pops of color. I haven't ever had that, but I've never really liked colors that were really kind of in your face or you saw or called attention. And so getting to this year, and particularly this house, I don't know what it is in me, but I'm like, I like that color. And I'm very gravitated. It's almost like a moth to a flame. It's like I'm very like attracted to it. So I'll pinpoint one color that I really love and I'll be all about it. So if you heard, throughout summer, I was obsessed with cornflower blue. If you follow me on my vlog channels, on the main channel, everywhere, I was obsessed with this color. Every time I would find it, it was like I was just drawn to it. I have a vase that's cornflower blue. I have pillows that I found in an estate sale that have little flowers that are the same color. I have taper candles I have like a little picture thing. I was just drawn to it. And I really liked decorating with it because I always tend to keep my foundational design really neutral. I always like to keep the, you know, like, okay, we're going to, like, even in this room right now, the furniture and the rug and the color palette is more muted, but has warmth to it. Then I like to add in the color on top because I am fickle. I'm very fickle with my color. I don't tend to like it for very long periods of time. So I can't ever do it in a kind of permanent way. It has to be something that I can kind of pack away, you know, or like upcycle in a different way or something like that. So cornflower blue has already started to kind of phase out a little bit. I still love it, but I feel like it was a very great spring summer color. I feel like now I'm getting into like a few of the, like, different hues of color. So for fall, I really wanted to take inspiration from that original Ralph Lauren picture that I saw and start to pull those colors out, you know. So I don't like multiple colors. I think I need the colors to be purposeful. So it's really just one that I kind of latch onto at a single time. You know, like I wouldn't mix multiple. That's just me personally. I like very neutral and then with one pop, like one pow, you know, like to really like draw your eye and call your attention. So for fall, I really wanted to do that as well. So I was taking a look when I was kind of shopping around at different stores, taking a look at anything that was kind of more of that temporary decor. One, a great way to do that is like taper candles, you know, because you're obviously burned through them. So it's fairly temporary, you know, like it could be a color and then I can move on to a different color when those candles are gone. And at Anthropology, there was this one particular like kind of tangerine mustard color taper that was so pretty. It had ribs on the taper, so they were a little bit more substantial, and it was that perfect pop. It was fall, it felt fall, it was yellow, you know, yellow orange, but it had some brightness to it. It wasn't so muted. So I got those are definitely a way I want to go. And I want to also do like a really powerful Kelly green in some way. And I think that you can introduce color in those temporary ways, like we said, like vases, taper candles, pillows are a great way, throw blankets, you know, things that we can just easily pack away for the next season. So it started to get me thinking. I was like, how do we decorate for the holidays without like breaking the bank? You know, how do we incorporate and like invite the season inside without having to, every time I have a new inspiration every year and I want to go a different direction, I completely need to buy more things every year. Now, I feel like naturally we'll always do that. Naturally, we'll always probably pick up a few things every year to bring in. But like, how do we not have to like recreate the wheel every time we do a new season? Like, how can we just like keep recycling or get things on a budget and introduce new things that may be new to us, but you know, maybe they are secondhand or something like that. So it got me thinking, and I was like, I really want, now that we're going into new season, so we're gonna go into fall and then Halloween's gonna come, then we're gonna be into Christmas mode. So like, how do we get through those seasons and decorate in a really beautiful, powerful way without having to spend a fortune? So one way you can decorate for the upcoming seasons without breaking the bank is to really lean into secondhand decor. Now, this is something that's really true to me. I have always shopped secondhand. I love a good thrift store. I love a good flea market. I love a good estate sale. I just do. I love to find things that are unique and different, maybe newer, maybe vintage, maybe antique. I think that there's so much uniqueness, and then the whole layer of the fact that we're reusing things that already exist, all in all good things, you know? So I've always loved that. And you can also find holiday decor, whether that's fall, Halloween, or Christmas, at thrift stores, at estate sales, at flea markets. I have found our entire Christmas tree in Texas has ornaments that are from those places, that are from thrift stores, flea markets, estate sales. Estate sales are really good. When I see a picture pop up from an estate sale, like when I'm looking at an estate sale online and I'm thumbing through the pictures, if there's a room that has Christmas in it, because normally they'll kind of gather it all, they'll pull it all out, they'll have Christmas, I'm there. I'm like, yes, sign me up, because you need so many ornaments and things, you know, especially at Christmas time, because I feel like when we decorate for the holidays, especially with my style, the style that I really like to decorate in, there's an abundance to it. It's almost like you need a lot to make it look like you've decorated for the holiday. You know, it's hard to just have one or two things. Now, I know that could be, like at Christmas time, I feel like it can be a little easier to go light because you can have just a really simple, beautiful Christmas tree and it automatically feels like Christmas. You know, you don't have to completely overdo it, but I tend to gravitate towards a more abundant way of decorating for the holidays. So in an abundant way of decorating for the holidays, you need to get things on at a lower price. You know, pretty things that aren't going to cost so much so that you can get all the things to make an impact. So I knew going into like how I wanted to decorate the cottage Christmas tree, I wanted it to be just this Victorian masterpiece. Like I wanted it to be full and abundant and like ornaments on every branch kind of thing. Well, to do that, you need tons of it. It didn't help that Romeo didn't like tinsel, and that was supposed to help me fill in some voids. I'm still into tinsel. We may revisit that this year, but you know, I didn't last year, but you know, you needed so many. So I would start looking at estate sales and, you know, I would get them for like a few cents, like a quarter or 50 cents, maybe up to a dollar. I would really wouldn't pay more than a dollar because then, you know, you're paying like, you know, more if you need so many, but $1, $2 was like, okay. But I was getting most of them for like a quarter or 50 cents. So definitely look at places like thrift stores in like certain sections. They'll always have them there. I also got all of I got our wreaths in Texas too from the thrift store. And some days they'll have like discount days. And the earlier you shop for a holiday, the better priced it's going to be because it's kind of not in season yet. No one's shopping. So definitely a great place. Another place for secondhand would be Facebook Marketplace. I actually just did a search today just to see if it was going to be like a viable option to like get decor there. Literally just typed in fall. Pages and pages and pages of people selling on a really low price their fall decor. I typed in Halloween. They've got these big, I saw one person had these big, those big blow up, you know, kind of things for outside for Halloween. They had them for like $5. Those are expensive, you know? So like secondhand, there's a lot to be said with secondhand. Maybe someone is moving. They're not going to decorate this year. They just need to get rid of it. Yard sale season has kind of ended now that it's kind of the end of summer because that was another great place. But, you know, check out Facebook Marketplace. You never know what you can find that you can maybe like transform, maybe update, maybe use it in some way and kind of make it your own style or something. Another way to decorate for the seasons without breaking the bank is to really lean into nature. Because of the abundant nature of the holidays, like you have to decorate in such a kind of more of a big way to really make an impact. If you lean into the natural elements, it can really help you. So like in Texas, we have like all these cypress trees that are on my mom's property, actually. So we just went outside and cut a whole bunch of cypress I did a whole mantelscape going down, and you can get those little like water, kind of like the florists use them. They're those little kind of, they look like kind of like vials, but they close and you can put water in it and you can put them on the end of the stem so that they stay alive longer, or you can mist them, you know, with a little mister. But I did my entire garland for free. So I leaned into nature. I didn't need to go out and buy a faux version of that, or I didn't need to go and buy it real, because that can also get expensive. I've done that before. And then it sucks when it dies. And then you hate when it dies, you know, like it's like, I just like wasted this money. It's kind of like flowers, like it's just like eventually gone. But so lean into nature. If you can forage something, if you can go out and like collect pine cones, you don't have to buy the bag of it. If you can go out and cut your own cedar or cut your own like foraged branches that are more fall-like and dry them out, you don't have to buy them. And then it fills in that dead space where you don't need to purchase so much decor, but you can really lean into, you know, the nature aspect of it. Another way that you can decorate for fall and the upcoming holidays is by kind of repurposing and reusing things that you used last year. You know, so you can go through, like, I always save everything from every holiday. I'll pack it away and store it. And then the next year, sometimes I feel like I find myself forgetting about it. But like, I'm like, do I have fall decor? Like, you know, like, do I have stuff? Should I go look? But like, actually saving them for next year, because you never truly know if you're going to be reusing that stuff again, especially when they're more like neutral and basic. But if you save it, you can kind of go through it and go refer back to your inspiration for what you want to do that year and try and see if you can upcycle them. Can you, I don't know, take a pumpkin maybe that you had from the last year, but maybe it's in a weird trendy color. Not a real pumpkin, obviously. You wouldn't save the real pumpkins. Don't save the real pumpkins. That's gross. But maybe a faux pumpkin that you had saved that maybe was in a weird color that you're not going to do that year or whatever, and you can paint it. Obviously, that's a pretty straightforward one. That one's like pretty basic. I have pumpkins. I did that one year. Okay. Good to know. I need to go and dig through storage to pull out those pumpkins, because we could essentially just paint them this year and update them, especially since we have a front porch here that I can really decorate and really lean into. Also, if you had like faux florals and things that you had, that maybe you can just mix them in a different way. You can use more of the greens and incorporate maybe just by one new stem and kind of refresh it. So upcycling the things that you had before obviously is kind of a no-brainer for me, because I'd like to reuse as much as I already have as possible. And sometimes it just doesn't work. You know, like sometimes sell it on, like, we can buy it on Facebook Marketplace. So maybe sell it on Facebook Marketplace and use that money to buy something else that you'll like that year. Because I feel like we're just going to get into this holiday season and it's stressful enough, you know, with busy schedules. And I know for me and Romeo, there's so much happening, from traveling to decorating on its own, to work, to the holiday season and where we're going to be, and spending time with family, because it's, you know, more about family time. So I know how stressful it can really be around the holiday season. So if we can lighten the load by not spending a ton of money on things that we can easily get secondhand or easily upcycle from what we already have, I feel like we're just all gonna feel a little better. So I did invest in some new pieces for fall. Like, I do have all of these throw pillows that I did purchase, and they were new. But this one is not. This one is secondhand, but I did buy it. I guess it's new to me. I think I got this. It was 25% off that day at the estate sale, and I believe it was marked $9 to begin with. So for a pillow, and then we just took it home and washed the insert and everything, and it's like new. So I used to actually stray away from buying any textiles secondhand. For a while, it weirded me out that I couldn't wash it, just like fabric furniture did from like thrift stores and estate sales. Something about it was just like, how do I properly clean it? Am I going to want to bring this into my house? Is this really something I want to do? So the furniture thing, unless it's just like a wood and I can actually see its, you know, condition and things. But if it's fabriced, I oftentimes will buy it for the frame itself and then actually have it reupholstered, like we're doing for two chairs in the cottage. So in that case, I will use it, because I just use the frame itself. Still wary about using it as a whole, but pillows you can easily throw in the washer. Throw blankets you can easily throw in the wash and get them really clean. So that doesn't weird me out anymore at all. I would love to know what you guys are doing for this fall and how you're decorating and what you're doing, because I know for me this year, it is different. I haven't ever used florals for fall, for one, in pattern, in textiles, and I haven't ever wanted a pop of color. It's super odd. I'm very into it. So I will be on the hunt for that Kelly green to incorporate. I will be going through some taper candles this season. Obviously it's cozy season. I love candles. I love all the fall scents. I've even got, I went to Anthropology and got some of their new candles for like the holiday. It's like pumpkin something, or I have like a ghosted gimlet one that smells really good. And like, we're just bringing those smells and textures and everything into the house. So it feels so, so fall. So if you haven't watched the YouTube video where I show you all of the inspiration, I will leave it linked for you so that you guys can go check it out. And we'll be adding so much more. So make sure that you're subscribed to all of the places. Please let me know in the comments how you're going to decorate this year. I'd love to know if you found something like really special secondhand that you can incorporate this year. Just give us all your advice on what you're doing, because maybe it'll spark inspiration for someone else. And I will also share, if you go to my Pinterest, you'll be able to see the mood board. So my Pinterest is just pinterest.com/exomckenna. So you can see all of my room makeover inspiration and everything. And the fall one will be right there at the top. So you can take a look at all the pictures that I referenced and the inspiration that I referenced in this episode. I am so excited about the holiday season. It quite literally is my favorite time of year. So I was very much looking forward to it. Christmas is my favorite holiday, so we will be doing Christmas in a big way, decorating all the things. I can't wait. One of the things that I will share with you that I am going to do, because I feel like our entryway is the perfect spot for just decorating for the holidays in general. So right when you walk in the front door, this is the room that we're in right now, right next to the door. But that entryway table is going to become my like spot. And for Christmas, I want to hand paint a village, and I want snow, and I want all the houses, and I want them to be like cute and cottagey and whimsical, and I want them to all sit there, and it's going to be my little village that's lit up, and maybe there's little ice skaters or people. Like, I've never had a village before, but I did paint some village houses with my mom when I was a little girl, and I think that memory came back to me when, I don't know, when I was staring at that area one day, and I was like, I have to do that. I have to incorporate that into it this year. So stay tuned. I hope you guys have a great week, and I will see you guys next time. Bye, guys.